always remember this doctor, he gave me a blood transfusion and wrapped up me. I was only wearing my shirt and shorts, very indecent. Ended up with just a shirt. Wrapped me up with bandages, you know, I looked like a mummy. And then put a blood transfusion tube in my wrist. I've still got the mark here now, and I've got a trapped nerve there. I never bothered to have it done. He had to cut the catgut there, and he left the frayed ends in. He hadn't got time to take them out, because the shelling was getting... He said, we'll have to move out of here, old boy. Things are getting a bit hot. He left the catgut in. By the time I got back 6 days later, that had turned septic. I'd also got a shrapnel in my elbow. It's still there, apparently. Then it was a case of going on a hospital train. That was a bit hairy, that. Then we came off onto another truck, then another hospital train. And on this hospital train, I always remember they put me in a top bunk. And the doctor, there was only the one doctor sitting on this hospital train. And he ended up, he used to give me a morphine injection. There was a chap below me who must have been in terrible pain. I wasn't in terrible pain, oddly enough. This chap was. So every time he gave him a morphine injection, he gave me one. Some sort of thing. But it wasn't too bad. I was very thirsty, though. I didn't realise why. I was losing a lot of blood.